Thank you for tuning in to a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp. I'm your host, Brandy J, and this season, it's me and a whole lot of different kind of stuff. I'm talking about shit that'll make you laugh, cry, things that'll make you really think, and on a positive note. Because a lot of times we talk about a lot of negative when it comes to a her and a his and everything that has to do with relationships between a her and a his. So therefore, this season right here, we're doing a little different. And just know, 2022, we ain't holding back. Well, cheers, we're trying. But either way it goes, even if you don't laugh crying or cry laughing, we're still here to have a good time. On a serious note, still to learn and give awesome information, great content with amazing people. So here I am with a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp, Brandy J. What's up, everybody? We are back right here with a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp. I'm your host, Brandy J. And I hope that you guys are relaxed and ready for a great episode. So this episode, guys, we're going to go over the past seasons and, you know, the growth and where we were going and what was happening, what was going on, and what we were trying to do with the Hers and His podcast. As you guys know, my co-host, the great Poppy J, also is Anthony Gonzalez, the author of The Plush Life from Prison to Peace and the host of The Plush Lounge and from Real Wise Productions, Real Wise Radio, and Real Wise TV, and on and on and on and on and on, the great Poppy J. Also, Talking Real 1000. He is not joining us right now on a Hers and His podcast. Maybe we can get him on here to be a special guest, but this season so far is a revamped season. You know, I know a lot of people really did like our past shows, the following, the subscribers, subscriptions, you know, the downloads showed it. We had a lot going on, things happening in the book, the radio and everything like that. But what we were trying to go with a Hers and His podcast, you know, was really just authentic, no script, just real ass, you know, like you heard times when things in the background, you know, our kids were saying stuff. We just, you know, I probably liked it like that, you know, just keeping it, you know, all the way funky, you know, this is what it is. This is, you know, real life and, you know, I can dig it. I dug it. It's cool. I liked it. You know, we talked about some stuff, you know, and, you know, if you go back and revisit, you know, Poppy has a very profound, you know, thought you process when it comes to certain things, relationships and things that go on between her and his, or hers and his. And if you haven't heard it before, go ahead and check it out. Go ahead and check it out starting from episode one, season one. We had some very, you know, different type of conversations. And a lot of times in those conversations, you know, I brought towards topics towards, you know, the forefront and probably commented on them and gave his, you know, opinions. And a lot of people brought questions and he answered them. And, you know, hey, to each his own. Now, I wouldn't say that those would have been mine or that that's my thinking. But, you know, it, once again, you know, not everybody thinks the same and everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions and are interesting and valid and, you know, the way they roll. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people got great, you know, value out of it as far as maybe the same type of thinking, maybe not, or even if not, just the fact that these, you know, topics are being discussed, you know, as real as possible. Also, you know, would bring in our partner in crime, Wise from Stuck in My Mind podcast, Real Wise Productions. And there's a few other guests that stopped by. You know, we had a few seasons, and as you guys can see, they didn't go stretched very long, but they, you know, they popped up and they had a different type of feel. You know, nothing was the same because we just, you know, with Poppy, it was just like, you know, it's as real as possible as it can be in the moment, how you're feeling, what you're feeling, what you're saying. It is what it is, right? So there was a lot of great and funny times and great topics and, you know, great guests. You know, me being the only girl all the time. So, you know, not saying it was easy, not saying it was hard, but not saying that, you know, it was easy. But it was all in great fun and good times. Yeah. The, you know, the way we went with it a few times was just trying to give it, we really wanted it to go long, prolong to where guests really became more involved, right? Because we wanted to go live, but we didn't want to go live until the guests really hooked and stuck on and participated more, you know? So that was what was going on with that there, you know? But, you know, I really, really loved when we took Poppy's book and we did A Man's Confessions. And I thought that was awesome because I had the book and I would read, do reaction videos to it, but I would read it and then he wouldn't know what I was going to talk about or say or what I read. And I'd bring up these thoughts and questions, you know, and just kind of go through and see where his mindset was in those times, which was very cool about it all is that sometimes when I would bring these different events up, if you know the book, and if not, go back and check it out. You know, it was set up in a very formatted way where each encounter, each woman had a theme, had a name, had some significance to her, you know, that made that whole chapter what it was. You can really, if you look past the sexual encounters, if you can really pay attention, you know, you could see the significance and what was going on within that certain woman, you know, and maybe growth, you know, or how he felt, you know, with each story. So I really liked and I appreciated that. Not, you know, taken away from the hotness of it. You know, that was intense. You know, like really. Like sometimes when I do my reaction videos, I would forget to react. Because I'd be like, oh my, and you know, I have to do the video. And it's like, ah, my bad. Okay, so what happened was, and sometimes I was like, yeah, I don't know if I could say this, you know, because it was so raunchy, you know, but great, you know, great time, great time. I enjoyed reading, definitely reading the book. You know, there's a part two coming, you know, so, I mean, you don't, there's more. Just put it like that. There is more. And who knows, maybe we can turn it up a notch and get another season on here, but get it to where we bring on. Wouldn't it be great if we could find some of these people? Or just, you know, spice it up. I don't know, but trust me, creativity is what I do. And let's just say we're always looking to upgrade and take it up a notch. You know, and always just progress. So that being said, we're going to take a little break right here. Don't go too far because we're going to finish up and wrap it up and discuss out the rest of the season and what we were doing, where we're trying to go, some of the funniest moments, and what to look forward to this season and in the future, some surprises that the guys don't even know about. So be right back. This is your girl, Brandy J, Ahers and His Podcast, The Revamp. All right, and we're back. This is Brandy J, Ahers and His Podcast, The Revamp. Yes, if you're tuning in right now, we have been talking about the past seasons, digging into the path of where we were wanting to take hers and his and how we wanted it to grow. And as you can hear now, it's that title, that you know, that whole, you know, hers and his, it's still here. Because we're going and we got to keep it alive. It's been away, but I made sure I brought it back. And so here we are. And once again, welcome. Yes. So as you know, we ended it off with, you know, doing a podcast and rounded around Poppy J's book. And it was a good time, you know. I'm telling you, go back and listen to those episodes because I'm just telling you, you're going to find interest. We had some great, funny times, right? Because we had a segment where he would talk about some of his funny encounters, more in a, you know, memorable, like, what the, yeah, F. You know, we try to give it, like, a name or a title. Well, I guess I can say I forgot, because if I say we forgot, he's going to be like, no, you forgot, too. You should have remembered. But it was supposed to be that, you know, that funny memory, you know, because he had, you know, the different, the women, the different experiences. And then we throw in, like, one of the ones, like, ugh, yeah, not so great, but makes for funny, because I definitely cracked up a few of them, you know, definitely. Maybe we'll bring a few up in a different episode, because I'm telling you, shit was funny. But definitely go back and listen. And by the way, go ahead and purchase on Amazon the book, Confessions of a Man, all right? Please, from sorry guys, someone was grasping my attention, but no worries, I'm right back here. And so let's continue on, because this is a Heard of His podcast, and we must stay on track, because there's so much to cover and so much to look forward to, guys. Definitely. So what's going on now is what you have to look forward to is basically, you know, me bringing on different male co-hosts with a certain theme. You know, maybe they'll stick around for a few episodes, or maybe it'll be one here and there, a different one with a different feel, a different vibe, crazy, mellow. You know, I'm going for an all-around feel, you know, of different types, you know, but also women too, because this is a hers and his, and I am a woman, so you know what's up. But since I'm the her, we need a his, but it's all good, because we can have a hers and a his and a his, a hers and a hers and a his, or whatever you want to call it. Nothing weird about it. It's all in good fun discussion and a really good run. I was looking for something to rhyme with that, but I couldn't. I was like, in some fun in the sun, but like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So, yeah. But definitely that, with various crazy topics. There's definitely one where we are going to go over some random, maybe 3 or 4 movies that people chose out that reside with, like, love or relationships. And it gives it, like, a whole theme, a whole vibe. And it's like a yay or a nay to some people. But I think it'd be a great time and be thought-provoking. Yes. We're definitely looking for couples, married couples. We are looking for the single. We are looking for the various type of hers and his relationships. People with not the traditional, you know, relationships and all that, you know, most definitely. But a various, you know, a very wide, broadened reach for many types of people, you know, background. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, culture and way people are brought up too are also play a big role. But, you know, it's not always about relationship and just the dynamics between a man and a woman, or hers and his. Also just what one goes through as far as being a hers and a his, or, you know, dealing with the different, you know, the hers and his in different settings. It doesn't even have to be romantic or physical or anything. It could just be that dynamic that weighs out in different situations and different different situations, different places, different times, and doesn't always have to be where it's anything going on that means those two are in some kind of a relationship, or one's got the hats for the other, or anything like that. Just the dynamic. So this is basically, like it says, a hers and a his. But don't get it twisted, because we're definitely hitting on some funny bones, humor, and just bringing the up and up morale to when it comes down to a hers and his. Especially within the Black community, because of the last year and some change, it's been really intense with the disconnect between Black men and Black women. We can definitely touch on that with some guests, but also discuss these things in a way where it doesn't go to a place of discomfort, or one feels a little, you know, disrespected or uncomfortable, you know? Because I think people do enough of that out here, and we've done it enough. And if we always talk about the negative, then, and there's no positive, let me just make this very clear, and I hope you're listening very, very closely. If you're going to talk about it, and it's always going to be leaning more towards the negative than the positive, you have to look at the fact that you're even talking about it. So that leaves questions like, then why is it a discussion in our mouths if you don't, you know, really care for the situation at hand, or care for relationships, or care for, you know what I mean? Like, then find something that you care for, because it looks like you're caring a little bit if it's part of your discussion, your topic, your rolls off your lips, and you have such a strong opinion and you must reiterate over and over again, and you're talking to the choir. You might want to reiterate this with yourself within and figure it out, because I'm telling you right now, it's not affecting anybody. So therefore, let go, let loose, chill. It's okay. If that's how you rock, that's how you rock. No one's trying to force you to do a motherfucking thing, right? That being said, we're taking another quick one real quick. Don't go too far, because we're going to come back and we're going to wrap this shit up. But we're going to get some shout outs, some dedications, and just know, this is a Hers and His podcast, The Revamp, Real Wise Productions, all day. So, don't go too far. I like to roll out the end of the show, you know, sometimes in the middle, closer to the end, or maybe in the beginning, but definitely at the end, with some questions, some thought-provoking, trinkets, and also some challenges, a little bit of something. It's like a little party bag. Every time you leave this episode, you will be leaving with some sort of a treat, some kind of party bag. But let me first start by saying this. With this new season, we do have here on Anchor the subscriptions only, subscribers only. And if you subscribe, then you will get content just for subscribers, behind the scenes, funny moments, shout outs, so many things that come with that. So definitely check that out. This episode here is not a subscriber. This is definitely for this new season. So therefore, this one is not just for subscribers, but there will be some. And if you're a subscriber, you'll definitely get the updates and know when your content is coming in. But if we're trying to keep this show hot and going and vibrant, then you can imagine when the behind the scene kicks in. And you never know. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking right now, but I got some ideas for the behind the scenes. Okay? Carrying right on. So, I have a question. And this is for Hearth and a his, okay? So for the his, if you could spend 24 hours with anybody within reason, let's not go to fantasy land. I don't play the fantasy land, because the fantasy land doesn't, you know what I mean, condition anything good. And it just leaves people, trust me, there's a whole episode for that. But really. And it could be anybody. This isn't one of those questions where you go off and talk about Someone that's unattainable, you never seen, never met, they're practically in the TV screen. And it's not to feed your imagination. It could be of any sort. It could be a relative, something of the sort. What I'm saying is, don't hold yourself to just thinking that it has to be something, in that realm, right? Okay. So that's for the fellas. If you can spend 24 hours with anyone on this planet, think about it. Who would it be? 24 hours. 24 hours with this one person. Now, some people are saying, well, I already do that because I'm married or got this, I got that. But I didn't ask you all that. I just said, if you could, who would it be? Some will say, well, my wife, of course, something like that. But I mean, will you be ballsy and bold enough to tell the truth? Because you see her all the time. I mean, if you do, I don't want to assume stuff, but it's okay to be honest. I mean, shit, it's not like, well, unless you are doing anything funny, like don't say like my mistress. But if it takes away from that and then you feel like she's gonna be like, oh, you don't want to spend time with me, then let's just say that need to grow up here a little bit. Okay. So now for women, the question is, what is the first two questions you ask someone on a date? Now I say two because there's the first date, right? If you hoped or whatever you would hope, I think, because you made it the first one that you would be wanting to look forward to the second one. But depending on how that first one went. So what are the first two questions you think at the top of the list you should ask someone on a date? One being the first date. And then when you make it past the first date, obviously you see a little something potential there, right? That's obviously what that means, unless you need a retake because first one, you're like, yeah, let's do that over. Like, if you had to do it over, what would be the reason it didn't take? But anywho, so what would be that first question for that first date? When you make it to the second date, now you go, okay, cracking that door. What would be the second question you ask? I guarantee you it would be none of the ones that I have on a list. And if they are, well, guess what? You're in luck because there's a prize coming your way. Yes, a prize. And for the men, for sharing your honest 24-hour spend all day or spend all 24 hours with someone, you automatically are going to re be receiving something. I don't say that's not fair because here we go, right? So just know in all faith that this is not a setup to get people to feel unequal or anything like that. It just happened this way, right? And now I'm rolling with it. But yes, so please, now you want to ask, how do you leave these comments? Well, if you're on Anchor, you can definitely go to messages and you can drop them off there. And if you do that, then guess what? Yours might be chosen to get played on the episode, right? So, are you guys ready? Also, another way you can do this is you can go on the Real Wives Productions website and go to messages or voice messages. And we also have one on the Real Wives Radio app. So there you have it. And just know that here, A Hers and His podcast, The Revamp is all about the revamp. We're gonna have good times, learn a little, laugh a little, but definitely we're not trying to cry a little, but you just never know. Anywho, I wanna give a shout out to Anthony Gonzalez, aka Poppy J, co-host at heart. Always, always the memory is here and we'll keep it live. I'm telling you, we're gonna get him on here. Shout out to my boy Wise, El Jefe, Stuck in My Mind podcast, and Real Wise Productions. Also, I want to give a great shout out to the Lemur community, the Lemur app, the Lemur Social Audio. Yes, definitely go and download that app. Download it right on Google Play Store or on the iOS app. The iOS app, yes. Social audio where you can record the greatest and the best content from voice to podcast. Just check it out because it's amazing, great community, and it's a different kind of feel. You lay back, you let go, and be authentic because we know some of y'all isn't. Y'all were scripted and don't even like your podcast, right? Just trying to be popular and shit. That's just whack. All right. Creativity is the key. But until next time, guys, this is your girl, Brandy J, and hers and his podcast, The Revamp. Vamp. And don't forget, next episode, we will be going over these few movies, see which ones the people chose and connected them within relationships or a theme or a yay or a nay, right? But either way it goes, it makes for a good time. And we just might have a special guest, all right? So you guys have a blessed night and peace.
Oh, thank you.